Does political humor look the same way when aimed at female candidates? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Heather Yates, assistant professor of political science at the University of Central Arkansas, delves into this question.
The intersection of humor and politics in America is a time-honored tradition, and in the modern era is a common fixture in popular entertainment. Humor can be used to inoculate audiences against a difficult truth or an awkward moment. When it's aimed at public figures, jokes are used to exploit weaknesses and amplify human flaws. In the U.S., politics has been long defined by masculine norms. Jokes aimed at women politicians may yield different effects than when aimed at men. Rarely are men viewed negatively after being subjected to a political joke. But what happens when marginalized groups begin to break into politics? Since women have a shorter established tenure in politics, are the jokes aimed at them more harmful? Studying popular entertainment offers some insights. A content analysis of the popular HBO series Veep, starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selena Meyer, the nation's first woman vice president and later president, illustrates what effects political humor might have on an audience's views of women politicians. First, jokes aimed at women politicians commonly portray her as a fish out of water. For the joke to have an effect, it labors under the assumption that public office is a masculine space where women must undergo a masculine transformation in order to fit in and succeed. Second, humor commonly relies on sexist content for its desired effect, reinforcing what sociologist Susan Douglas calls enlightened sexism, when overt sexism and gendered prejudices are rendered invisible by a joke intended to mock feminism and convey its lack of utility in modern society. Third, the playful ridicule of women politicians can quickly turn from politics as play to play as punishment for women. Jokes satirizing women in politics risks conveying to audiences that the only way a woman is taken seriously in politics is by internalizing the traditional masculine norms of the office.
That was Heather Yates of the University of Central Arkansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.